Welcome to the Confidence in Christ podcast. I'm Kayla, and I'm here to offer you the opportunity to grow in your confidence of the Lord. Through interviews with friends, simple and practical scripture application to your life, and some good old-fashioned tough love at times, you will be more equipped to have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ after hanging out here with us. I'm a woman just like you who loves the Lord with all of my heart and is doing my best to follow His will for my life. Meeting you here weekly and passing on the knowledge He has given me is part of what that looks like. I am so honored that you're here, and I can't wait to help you get to know God in new and exciting ways through the podcast. Welcome back. I am so glad that you are here. Thank you for joining me again this week and just diving a little bit deeper into how to have confidence in Christ and how this podcast can help you do that by pointing you to different ideas and different strategies that will just meet you right where you are and give you practical tips on how to step forward into a deeper relationship with Christ. So I'm so blessed that you are here. Today is a very special episode because Mother's Day is like on Sunday. Can you believe it? And this is actually a solo episode. I have got something that I really want to share with you guys. And then I've got some very, very special guests at the end of this. So make sure you stick around because you might recognize one of these voices. So let's dive into the special Mother's Day episode. Happy Mother's Day, friends. Whether you are a mom, you have a mom, you have a mother figure in your life, I just pray that this would bless you and reach you. Even if you're not a mom, even if you're a son and you're listening to this, this can just be a great reminder of how much we love our moms and how much the love that they show us points us back to Christ, which is just, it's such a beautiful thing. And as a mom myself, I can see so many of the ways that Christ loves us in how I parent, because I want my kids to know what the love of Christ is. So I want to start off by telling you a story that I heard recently that I just loved, and I wish this was my story, but I definitely want to share it with you. So there was this daughter, and she really, really wanted to bake cookies all by herself. Has anybody else ever been there? Like, their kid just has to do it by themselves, right? So this daughter's like, I'm gonna bake this by myself. And the mom's like, okay, like, make sure you follow the recipe. Like, she had done this many, many times with her mom before, but she wanted to do it all by herself. So mom's like, okay, if you need anything, I'll be here, but you do your thing. And so the daughter got into the kitchen and she got all the things out and she was putting in the ingredients and stirred them up and it looked great, put the cookies in the oven, and while they were baking, something just didn't look right. And they were flat, they kind of had those bubbles in them, you know that look when like something just isn't right in the cookies. And so they got them out and they realized that she had forgotten the main ingredient, flour. She had completely missed adding in the flour. And if you've ever made cookies or any kind of baked good, you know that flour is pretty important. And so she was like, well, I'm just going to throw these away. And they're like, no, no, you did this by yourself. Like, you need to eat one because you just had to do this by yourself. It'll teach you a good lesson. And the thing is she not only forgot the flour, but the true main ingredient was actually her mom. And having that guidance beside her just to make sure that she didn't miss anything and that everything came out as planned. Her mom was the main ingredient. She forgot that she needed to depend on someone else to make sure that everything came out like it should. The same way that we need to remember to depend on God so that everything in our life comes out like it should. I am just like that daughter with my life. I want to do things by myself. I've got this, God. But in reality, I need to remember that it's Him. He is the one that I depend on. I need to have a continual dependency on Christ. Think about all the people in the Bible, these real life people that did this thing. They had that continual dependency on the Lord. Abraham, Moses, David, Daniel, Esther, Jesus himself, all of them had that in common. They all had that continual dependency. And some of them thought they had it under control at times, didn't they? I can recall a few stories where I'm like, ooh, that probably wasn't a wise choice, but they thought they had it under control. I do the exact same thing way more often than I'd like to admit. But you know what's amazing? God had grace for them, just like he does for me and he does for you. Because God supplies everything that we need in motherhood and beyond. He is the one who sustains us. I love what Isaiah 46:4 says. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. God is our ultimate provider. He is the one that we need to lean on and trust to provide everything we need, even the knowledge to bake cookies, just like the little girl. Not that he's going to be standing over our shoulder telling us all the ingredients to put in, but just the wisdom to seek help, the wisdom to go to him no matter what. Moms, grandmas, you're doing a beautiful job and holy work by praying with, over, and for your family, modeling for them what it looks like to be a Christ follower. All the hours of playing on the floor, stepping on Legos, coloring pictures, playing in the sand, all of those things are a reflection of Christ's love for us, and not a single moment is wasted. Those are memories that people will not only remember, but that will help shape who they are and what they see as a reflection of Christ. Now, daughters, by honoring your mom and observing her ways, seeing how she does things and how she honors the Lord, you're going to be learning and growing as you do that. I remember many times watching my mom and my grandma and other women that I see as just mother figures in my life, and I learned so much by simply watching them. I have attributes of my mom that I could not have learned any other way than by simply being in her presence, by watching her. How did she interact with people? How did she talk with me when I was in trouble? Like that gentleness, those things that sometimes as moms, we don't quite get right. And that's okay. Remember, there's lots of grace for us. But I remember what it was like to see her and just the gentleness that she had for me in correcting me and all of those things. So daughters, make sure that you soak up the lessons, the rebukes, corrections, and don't be afraid to share what you're learning with God and with your mom, because our moms learn from us too, but our moms need to hear that we are actually learning things, that we love them, that we are so grateful for them. And when we do that, it's such a confirmation for our moms, for our grandmas, for anybody that we see in that mother figure, to just remind them, like, keep going, you're doing an amazing job. We all love that just little glimmer of hope, that twinkle in our eye when we know that what we're doing is making a difference. So how do we keep God by our side, helping us bake our way through life so we don't forget the main ingredient? I've got three different things that I really think are just key when it comes to making sure that we are baking with God. First is to be in constant communication with him. Prayer is such a beautiful thing, and God is the only one that we can do this with. We can pray to him, we can talk with him, and you know what? He hears every single word. What a blessing that he hears us. And not only does he hear us, he actually does something about it in his timing, which is always perfect. So take everything that you are facing, all the circumstances, the heartache, maybe the questions or the joys, anything, take it to the Lord in prayer and make sure that you are in constant communication with him. Talk to God about it more than you talk to others about whatever it is you are facing right now. The second thing is to dedicate time to be with God in his word. If you have been around the podcast for any amount of time, you know that I am huge on this. making sure that we have set apart time, dedicated time to be with God in His Word. Because the main way that God speaks to us is through Scripture. And if we are in Scripture and having that time set apart just to be with the Lord in His Word, soaking it up, we are going to be a lot less likely to hear His voice and know what direction to go next, or how to handle this friendship trial that we're going through, or how to talk to our boss about that really hard situation. All of those things, God wants to meet us there in His Word. So we as moms have to make sure that we carve out time in our busy schedules. They are so busy, but we have to make sure that we are dedicating specific time to the Lord. And this can be flexible and look different every single day. Give yourself plenty of room and grace to do that. But it's meeting with the Lord and doing that on a regular basis. Third, we need to give God permission to add whatever ingredients into our life that He knows will be best for us. Now, what I mean by this is we've got plans, right? Like, we are mothers, we are daughters, we are grandmothers, and like, we get through life by having plans. We know who is supposed to be at what practice at what time. We know when pickup is. Oh, we know exactly what time the grocery pickup will be ready. All of these things, we have them so beautifully arranged and organized that we can go from one to the other, hopefully as seamlessly as we had planned. But we have to give God permission to step into those plans and mix in whatever He needs to speak to us, to reach us in a new and more intimate way. And if we're going to keep on the baking theme, we're going to call those ingredients. What ingredients is God trying to mix in to you, into your life, that are going to make your life taste so much sweeter? You're going to experience the joy of the Lord in completely different ways. But you have to give God permission to kind of mix up the plans, to add His own ingredients at His timing, to see those blessings unfold. Now, remember, we can't do any of this without God. Our life may come out like the cookies of the young girl in the story at the beginning if we try and do this on our own. And that's just not what we want, is it? We want to make sure that we have got God at the center, right beside us, making sure that every ingredient is going in at just the right amount, at just the right time, so that way our lives come out in a beautiful aroma, an arrangement just to please God and to bring Him glory. Remember, God is our source of all provision. He's the one that provides everything that we need, so we don't have to do it on our own. I love what Numbers 23:19 says. God is not human that He should lie, not a human being that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill? I need that reminder so many times. Like, if God says it, it's going to happen. If God promises something, He is going to fulfill it. And we can go to the bank on that. We can trust Him. So we, as moms and as daughters, grandmothers, we can know that when we are surrendering our life to the Lord and we allow Him to be the one that is our provider, the one who is our source of everything, the one that helps us make sure all the ingredients are in the bowl before we put the cookies into the oven, if we trust Him, everything is going to come out so beautifully. Now, we know there are bumps and there are roadblocks, but the Lord is with us. He is so, so good. So make sure that you allow God to take the lead in your life and be a head baker, mixing every moment, every interaction, sorrow, joy at just the right amount to give you a sweet tasting life, because He is faithful to do it, friends. Now, I have a really special treat for you. In the show notes, you are going to find a recipe to what is called scripture cake. And what's really cool is that in order to make the cake, you have to read the scriptures. And it's such a blessing to just dive into God's word. Again, you know how much I love that. And I think this is just a fun way to get into God's word, but to get into God's word with someone else. Try not to bake this cake in a rush. Don't hurry through it, but take your time. Read the chapters that the scripture is listed in, but do it with somebody else as well. Do it with your mom. Do it with your daughter or your grandma or that friend that is just like a mom or just fills that hole that a mom would be in. And I just pray that as you do that, it would just bless you, that the scriptures would meet you right where you are, and that you would have a fantastic time laughing and giggling and just enjoying the kitchen with someone that you love. Because that's one of my favorite memories that I had with my mom, was baking and baking things that I didn't even know you could bake, and just having so much fun late nights running to the store because we needed one more stick of butter or something like that. It was just, those are some of my sweetest memories. And I just hope that you have some of those memories with your mom or your grandma or your daughter, whoever that is that mom figure in your life. Now, do you remember those special guests that I talked about at the very beginning where I said you might want to hang around because you might recognize one of these voices? Well, I offered the opportunity to my entire email community to give a shout out of encouragement, of love to their mom on the podcast. And I had some friends take me up on that offer, and I just... oh my goodness, you guys, they are just the sweetest things, and I'm so blessed to honor these moms, along with so many others, for Mother's Day, because we need reminded as moms just how much we are loved, and how all the hard work we put into our everyday lives, the lives of our kiddos and our families, that it is seen, that it is appreciated, and that we are loved, and that all that hard work is worth it, because we are making a difference in the lives of so many. So here are some of my friends as they just encourage their moms and let them know how much they love them. And I pray that it would just bless you as you listen to these wonderful women just highlight the special women in their lives.
Hey mom, it's me, Rochelle. I just wanted to say thank you so much for being the best mom I could ever ask for. Always being supportive and kind and helping lead me to make decisions that are for my long-term best and that have the Lord in the center. I love you, Mom, and I can't wait to see you soon.
Hey, Hannah Miller, it's Mom. I'm so proud of the woman you've become. You're an awesome, godly woman that seeks the heart of Jesus, and you inspire me every day. You're such a good mama to those two cute little boys, and I thank God I was chosen to be your mama. Love you much.
Hey, Mom. It's me, Hannah. I just wanted to say how thankful and grateful I am to have you as my mom. I love you very much, even if I forget to say it. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, Mom. It's me, Taylor. I just wanted to give you a shout out and say thank you. Thank you for being there with me through my ups and downs, and for being my biggest fan and supporter in life. But most importantly, I want to say thank you for being my built-in bestie. I couldn't do life without having you by my side. I love you, and happy Mother's Day.
Hey, Mom, it's Mandy. Happy Mother's Day. So I'm so thankful for you and just everything that you do for not only me, but for our entire family. You are a constant support, praying for us and surrounding us with your love, and you are amazing. You inspire me to be a better mom, and I love you so much, and I hope you have an amazing Mother's Day. Love you.
Hey, Mom, it's Kathy. I'm so blessed to have been raised by such a strong, incredible woman who pushes me and everyone around her to see the light of hope in every situation in this crazy world. I love you so much. Happy Mother's Day.
This is Dawn Harvey. I just want to take a minute to wish my beautiful daughters, Alicia Everett and Rachel White, a very happy Mother's Day. And to my beautiful daughter in love, Amanda, you are doing a great job, and I am very happy that you were brought into my family. Rachel, you have become the mother I wish I had been for you. You are a woman of God, and I am proud to call you my daughter. I am so glad that God called you early on, and now you are able to raise my grandsons in the fear of the Lord. I see the woman that you have become and couldn't be more proud. Happy Mother's Day, beautiful girl, and keep steady in the Lord.
I hope that you enjoyed this special solo episode with my special guests here at the end as just a fun Mother's Day thing, because I feel like moms, we push ourselves to the back burner a lot. We don't see our worth, and we always think that there's something we need to be doing. Like, just sitting and resting is not an option for most of us. And I just pray that as you listen to this, that you were encouraged, that it met you right where you were. Maybe the scriptures that I read just were exactly what you needed to hear to be reminded of how God provides for you and how He loves you and how no matter what, He is the one that sustains us. There's nothing we can do to sustain ourselves or provide for ourselves. It is all from Him. I know I needed that reminder because I am a doer. I want to do the things, I want to push through, and I want to get them done. But I have to remember that God has to be the one that ordains them. He is the one that provides the energy to even do what He's asked me to do. So I just pray that this was as encouraging to you as it was to my mama heart. And I wanted to let you guys know too that if you are a mom or if you know a mom that you know just needs that little bit of encouragement, maybe guidance on how to get into scripture, that you would either use or pass on the code NURTUREMOM for the Embracing the Word online course that I created. I'm giving $10 off to any mom that uses that NURTUREMOM discount code between now and Friday. So make sure you guys get that done before Friday, because I want moms to be able to sit down on their own time and learn how to really dive deeply into scripture, how to embrace it, how to take what it says, be able to understand it at a deeper level, be able to share it with their family and with their children and with anyone they come in contact with, but mostly to take what it says and to see God in it and to have that deeper, intimate relationship with Him. Again, us moms, we put ourselves on the back burner a lot. And normally our time with Jesus is one of the first things to get pushed back. I am just encouraging you, please don't let that be you. Because your first mission field is actually your home, your children, your spouse, your close friends. And if you are not filling up your cup, if you are not spending time at God's feet in His Word, how can you share that? How can you walk into your mission field feeling equipped and able to answer questions that might come up, those hard questions, those easy questions, if you aren't in God's Word? And this is not a you need to do more type of little chat. This is just like, I see you. I have been there. I know what it's like to want to know how to answer those questions and not knowing how to. In the Embracing the Word course, I made it so you can do it on your own time. Whenever you have time in your busy schedule, sitting in the pickup line after school or for practices or waiting in between games or whatever that looks like, you can use this on your phone, on a laptop, whatever it looks like. And there are so many easy resources included that are going to just help you dive deeper and understand what it means to have that intimate relationship on a daily basis with God. I am all about practicality, and this was written for moms by a mom who gets it. I was there. I was not able to answer questions. I was like, well, like, let's look it up. I don't know how to read it, like what this scripture even means or how to understand what it means. And through all the things that I teach you through the course, that is how I learned how to do them, because the Lord showed me, and I just want to pass it on to you because I know how impactful it has been for my family. I don't have all the answers and I don't pretend to, but I am not afraid to open the Bible and find the answers with my kiddos, with my husband, with my friends, helping them unearth the truth of Scripture and us being able to see Christ together as we open it up. So if that is something that you have been longing for and you're like, you know what, I bet I could do that. It's a month long, it's 30 days, and I can probably fit that into my schedule somewhere. Please, please, please go over and snag that course for $10 off. Again, the code is NURTUREMOM. You can see all of that in the show notes, but grab that because I would love for you to just be able to walk in that confidence, knowing that you are a child of God and you know how to read His Word and you know how to embrace it and to just take in everything that it's saying and know Christ in a more intimate way. Thank you again for hanging out with me on this very special episode. I pray that it blessed you, and I will see you again next week right here with a wonderful, wonderful conversation that you are just going to absolutely love. So I'll see you back here. Want to hear more personal and applicable ways to have more confidence in Christ? Check out the Daily CCKs, 2 to 3 minutes to start your day off with confidence-filled scripture. Until next time, authentically share your confidence in Christ with others.